All right, all right. What's up, everybody?
Hello, everyone.
Welcome to another episode of the Way That I Love You podcast. I'm your host, Will Music.
And I'm your host, Sharana, and we are the McFaddens.
Yes, we are. And we like to give honor to God because without him, none of this is possible.
None of this is possible. So how you doing, baby?
I'm doing fine. How you doing, baby?
I'm doing real good. You looking really good.
You looking delicious.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. We want to shout out all of the wedding and anniversaries, marriages out there, birthdays, and everything that people show to say, hey, we're together. We're doing this. We're working it out. We're loving on one another.
Yes.
And if you want to showcase your moments, you can hashtag us at the Way That I Love You podcast, either through Facebook, Instagram, or any of those kind of social media outlets, I guess.
And what we'll do a search for the podcast. Remember, hashtag the Way That I Love You podcast. And we'll find your love moments and pick a few and give you a shout out on our Facebook page. And even in our podcast.
Right. So you want to go to the podcast, you can go to www.thewaythatiloveyou.live and you can see all of the hear all of the episodes.
Right.
And you can visually see the Thursday Night Live, which we do on Facebook.
Right.
And YouTube every Thursday at 7 o'clock.
Yes.
So you can be a part of that, and that is a live session where you can chat and get into that.
Yeah,
that's also on a page.
Yeah, and you can interact with us. We have special guests on the Thursday lives where you can drop questions in the comment section. And just have a good old time.
Good old time.
Now I just wanted to add too, like, if you or you know someone that will be interested in doing the Thursday live segment of the show, The Way That I Love You podcast, go to our website, like my wife said, www.thewaythatiloveyou.live, and drop us a message in the Let's Chat tab.
Right. Now, you also can say stuff like, Alexa, play the Way That I Love You podcast.
Playing The Way That I Love You podcast from Amazon Music. Resuming season 1, episode 4. S:1 EP:4 Love Languages.
We read the book.
Alexa,
together.
Stop.
Yeah, we was trying to explore and get to know each other.
Alexa, stop. You know, she never listens, y'all.
Yeah, she only listened to me.
So you can do things like that. That's real cool, right?
Definitely cool.
So I like to just say, baby, I am so honored to be doing episode 7?
Episode 7.
Yes. And so this episode is called The Elegance of the Chase.
The Elegance of the Chase.
The Elegance of the Chase. And that's like, whereas though when we first got together and we started pursuing each other.
Oh, yeah.
And as we grew into our relationship, we continue to pursue each other.
Oh, yeah.
And never let that flame go out.
Never let it go out. Keep the chase going.
But you got to be real smooth with it. You can't just be doing the chase sloppy.
Yeah. Keep it smooth.
Because we like it smooth. Us ladies like it smooth. We like sometimes when you kick a little game. Still to the day.
Hey. I'm nonstop with that.
You got me with game. I like you to keep that game going.
Oh yeah, it's definitely on par.
Okay, so I'm gonna tell you one of his game when he first got me. All right, so he came to visit. We met over the phone. We got some families that put us together. Blah 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 blah. It's a real long story to that. And so, so I said, well, won't you come by and you can spend a night. And I really liked him, y'all. So I decided I was not sleeping with him. We were going to stay up all night long and talk.
Mm.
And I put on layers of clothes.
Mm.
And we stood up, we talked. And, you know, sometimes that talking, getting to kissing and we touching and whatever.
Yeah.
But I had so many layers of clothes that he was like, what's going on?
Yo, I'm looking at like, I'm like, wait a second. What is this? I mean, and the 4th of July is today. So it was just like, it was the red, it was the white, it was the blue tights, it was the stars tights. It's like.
And as he was going through that, so he said, babe, I'm not here for that. I'm just here to, you know what, let's pray. And when he told me, let's pray, I was like, thank you, Lord. This is the man I was waiting for. So I got my country voice on. It was just real different. So that kind of made me melt. That was real elegant, and that was part of the chase.
Yeah, and you just kind of ran through that. I didn't sound all like that. Like you just said, we had to keep it smooth. I was just like, you know what, baby? Mm-hmm. I ain't even here for all that.
Yeah.
Then I got on my knees, y'all, on the side of the bed. Grabbed the hands in my hands, folded them together. I was just like, bow your head.
Let's pray.
Let's pray.
And you, it was like a Jerry Maguire moment. Like, you had me at hello. So shout out to our friend Tim, because he was waiting for us to say that on the podcast. Yeah, he was waiting for him and his wife was like, you should tell that story. That is hilarious. So,
shout out to Tim and Zenobia.
Yes. So as we did that, that was the elegance. Like, that was like, I elegantly put those clothes together so that, you know.
That's what you want to call it?
Yeah, that was an elegant plan.
I think that was strategic.
That was strategic and that was elegant. We kind of, I kept it where it was like, all right.
Yeah, I feel you on that. And that was like you said, it was very elegant. It was smart because you knew what it was heading for and you. Cause you know I was a smooth dude. You know what I'm saying? Game on top of game.
So, you know, we like that. We like that smoothness still.
Yeah.
And I like how, like, even now in our dating now, you know, you kind of still keep that going. Cause you know, that's part of the relationship. And people ask, like, well, there's an elegance of dating when you're dating with your husband, and then when you're dating with your friends in a group.
Elegance. Etiquette in dating.
And so I'm gonna break it down a little bit, and maybe you, like we said, we're not experts, we're just two people that love each other. Yes, this is the way we do things. So, you know, feel free to do things the way we do it. If not, put it in your back pocket, give it to someone else.
And take bits and pieces of it and love it.
That's right. And so what we do is when we're going out together on a date, you know, I'm being a little sexy. I'm letting the girls, you know,
do their thing,
show a little bit, or, you know, give a little bit of leg, a little short skirt, because I'm out with my man. Yeah. And I'm like, listen, he want to see everything that he got just a little bit.
Yeah.
And I keep it sexy and elegant.
That's what got me.
But I keep him chasing me.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Speaking of chasing, lately, I've been on a hunt like crazy, y'all. Like, I even told her, I said, babe, I was like, babe, I don't even know what it is. Like, this whole week, I just been head over heels, just all falling in love all over again. I don't know if it was like the summertime or whatever, but that made me chase. You know what I'm saying? That put me in that chasing mood.
What do you think is, well, you said it was like maybe because of the podcast and we doing special things.
Oh, yeah. I did say that in our offline conversation. So basically, since we've been doing the podcast, it kind of like introduced a new level of me loving on her, y'all. I mean, like, because even after we did it, we kind of like sit back and then listen to stuff. We put on our audience ears and listen as if we were tuning in to the show. And it's really, truly been a blessing to hear it and say, wow, that's us. And you know what I'm saying? And then it just took my perspective and my love for you to the next level. So that's definitely what sparked it and what's happening.
Well, your chase is tiring me out.
Hey. No one said it was easy, baby.
All right, I'm going to get back to
dating. Let's get back to the get back.
So when I'm out on a date with you, I kind of like, you know, I get dressed. And I put on sexy clothes when we're like together. I mean, not so sexy I'm gonna have like people like eyes gawking. But I want you to be able to be like, this
tasteful
is my
sexy.
Tasteful sexy, you know, elegant. What
I'm
saying?
Where I look across and look at you, or I'm holding your hand, I just take a glance over, like,
I put the girls out just a little bit. Girls out a little bit. A little thigh showing, a little bit, you know, just a little bit, just enough. Yeah. Depending on where we at and what we doing, you know.
Yep.
And there's nothing wrong with that. If you're married and, you know, you want to me, it's nothing wrong with it.
Right.
You know, if you're married and you want to dress, I'm not saying provocative, but in a sexy way for your husband, while you're going out on your personal date, because you met in that way, if you met in that way.
Yeah.
And everyone wants something to look at.
And just to jump back to the title of this episode, the elegance of the chase. That's the elegant part. You know what I'm saying? You present yourself with elegance where it still has that sex appeal to it. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And that'll make your spouse get in the hunt and chase mode.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you never know what I might do.
Oh, my goodness.
Sometimes he come home, like, you about to wear that out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, I do say that.
But the way that I'm like, maybe I might. I don't know. It all depends. And speaking of wearing something out, like when you, that's a, no pun intended. Speaking of wearing a particular outfit, like if we're going out on a date with couples, that's a different kind of dress.
Yeah, couples or a group.
Or a group. Yeah. Because when we go out with a date, on a date with a couples or a group, mm-hmm. I dress in a way because I don't want the male and I don't want the female to feel uncomfortable in what I have on.
Right.
You know, so there's an elegance in that too. There's an elegance in a group dating.
Yeah. Elegance and mm-hmm. a level of respect. Like I'm not gonna wear super skinny jeans.
Please never wear super skinny jeans.
But yeah, definitely it's a respect and the elegance.
I don't want to see you with your shirt unbuttoned down.
Unbuttoned to my hamburger meat.
With your hamburger meat. Or a little chain showing. That's just too sexy, baby. I don't know what I might do with that. No. So, yeah. So I think there's a level of respect even when you're going out mm-hmm. as a couple with a couple and wearing, you know. Now let me just tell you, I'm not gonna be covered up because I'm going out with a couple. I'm not gonna be looking like Mother Teresa.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna be looking like a monk.
Yeah, but I am going to look in a way that you can be like, this is my woman, mm-hmm. and I'm like, well, that's my man, you know. But in a respectable way of the couple that's across the table from us,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's real important. You know, I don't think. I will show up with the girls out, and I know we're going on a date with a group, you know, with a group,
right,
or a you know, or a couple, because I don't want to put anyone in that predicament. And somebody might say, well, you know, if you can wear what you want to wear, but that's fine. But I'm a reflection of my husband,
right,
and I want to present him, and I don't want to make him uncomfortable or feel as if he has to protect me in any way.
Right.
And also, the queen, the other queen that's on the other side of the table,
mm-hmm.
you know, we have to be careful. We don't know what that couple is dealing with.
Right.
In their relationship. And so we want to be careful. I know I want to be careful in how I present myself to the male in that situation, mm-hmm. be with the woman in that situation.
Right.
To say, you know, I'm, you know, you still can be beautiful, but in a way.
Yeah. And I completely agree with that.
By the way, remember when we took the we did the podcast on love languages?
Yep, that was episode 4.
Episode 4.
Uh-huh.
And we said we were going to come back and we're going to let everyone know what our scores
individuals.
Were. Right, our individual scores would be. And this is kind of like tying in, so you know who you're dating, you know what you're getting.
How about that?
The elegance of who you got. Because So I just want to let you know and let everyone know that my quality time was at 26%. That was my highest. What about you?
My top one was also quality time at 37%.
Ooh. And my second one was physical touch at 23%.
That's crazy. My second one was physical touch exactly at 23%.
Exactly at 23%?
That's the chase. That's definitely the chase. Confirmation.
Definitely the chase. My acts of service was 19%.
Oh, that's at the bottom for me.
Okay, acts what was the third one?
3%. My third one was receive gifts at 20%.
20%?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Okay, so my receiving gifts and my words of affirmation was both the same at 16%.
Now, that's funny. My words of affirmation was 1% higher at 17%.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. But that lets me know how to I want to chase after you just like you chase after me. I want to know what you're thinking. I want to know what's going on in your mind.
Oh, yeah. Physical touch was on point.
You keep talking about this physical touch.
Identical. 23% physical touch.
But this time, your quality time was where it was at for you.
Yeah, 37%.
So that was my top. That's the chase right there, baby.
But the crazy thing is, my quality time as an individual, I believe it was the same percentage as our couple of the physical touch.
It was.
Yeah, it was pretty high. I think it was 37 or either 36. So.
But when it falls into this category of this podcast today, the quality time is the chase. Is where it's at.
Yeah.
Wanting each other, talking to each other, and spending that time with one another.
Yeah, I agree.
So that's the chase. You're doing a good job.
Yes.
Good job.
Great job. That's how it was in that movie, Hancock. Good job.
Well, I love you for everything that you that we have together.
I love our moments. Baby.
I love our dating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to always trace you. Just know that.
Well, I do know that. I'm going to keep you on your toes.
Okay.
Because I'm not no easy win.
I know that's right.
You're going to work for this. We want to thank everyone for tuning in to the Way That I Love You podcast.
Yes.
We ask that you continue to tune in and continue to
subscribe, like, follow. Tell your friends again, family, coworkers, download the Way That I Love You podcast, the website, www.thewaythatiloveyou.live.
Mm-hmm.
Big things in the future coming. Big things in the future. So definitely stay tuned. We got a lot of good things that we're working on. And God is good. He's sending people our way that's really helping us align things. So definitely looking forward for the future. So that's our show for today, folks. Thank you for joining another episode of the Way That I Love You podcast. I'm your host, Will Music.
And I'm your host, Sharana.
And we are the McFaddens.
Yes, yes, yes.
I love you, baby.
I love you too, baby.
Mwah.
I love it. Mwah, right back at you.
Thank you.